Jordy Nelson looked good today. We ran a number of routes, particularly routes on air, group route emphasis as far as normal D&D, third down and no huddle. So I thought he looked good. Curious to see how he feels in the morning.
For a guy who's played so much football, is that kind of guy just kind of score right back in seamlessly once he's cleared up playing the game? I mean, does he need?
I mean, you hope so. I don't think anybody just goes back seamlessly. That's why there's always a difference between, you know, the real game and in the practice environment. So it's always an adjustment to come back in. I think it's important for us to be smart with Jordy. And but, you know, I look for him to make the transition as smooth as possible.
Like the decision to hold Charles out just for one more week?
Yeah, clearly based on the doctor's recommendations. So, you know, we had all kind of targeted the Minnesota game, was hopeful this was going to be the game. You know, Charles, I think it's maybe his fourth week now, he'll be going through practice. So, I know he's disappointed that this is, a game that he really would like to play in. But this is clearly based on Dr. McKenzie's recommendation.
Is much concern about Sitton's concussion?
Well, Josh's concussion, I think, you know, with the protocol that you have to go through and availability of everybody, I'm hopeful that he'll be cleared tomorrow. But we'll see how he is in the morning.
How good a player is Winfield in the slot? How good of a defender is he?
Antoine Winfield. I've talked on him time and time again. I think he's clearly one of the my favorite players on another team. But I've always had always had great respect for his game. He's been impactful. He's an outstanding tackler. Instinctive. He plays that slot position in that defense very well. As far as the vision that he plays with, anticipation. So a veteran, instinctive, tough football player.
Mike, is this going to be one of the first weeks where you're going to actually have to make decisions on your 46-man roster that are, injury-related?
I would think so, yes. I think this will be the week where we'll put some players will be inactive that are healthy, yes.
Was practice different? I mean, just having, five?
Yes, practice was different. This is something part of the plan, obviously the last week of the season. We have the one padded practice available to us. So we'll utilize that tomorrow. So we'll have a full padded Thursday practice. It seems like quite a while since we've had one. So this is just a combination of being smart, see really where we were as a football team, because coming off of Monday's game, we had some guys that were up in the air later in the day that we weren't aware of coming out of the game Sunday night. So we were smart. We cut practice back today as far as team drills and things like that. But, tomorrow we'll have a full padded practice format.
Do you like the chances of getting C.J. back, and what does he mean to your run?
Well, C.J. Wilson, tomorrow will be a big day for him. And that's one of the reasons it'll be good for our linemen to go through the padded practices. But, C.J. has been doing everything he could possibly do to get on the field once a play. But he's going to have to go through this process, and tomorrow individual drills and things like that will be important for him to see if he can transition into the team periods.
Like, how much was Randall able to do? And he's on the injury report with both ankle and knee. I guess I thought it was just the ankle. Is it more? There's obviously more to it than just.
He hurt his ankle and the knee in the game.
Was he able to do much today?
Plan for Randall is he'll be limited today. He'll be limited again tomorrow, and then he's going to go through a test on Friday. And then how he feels Saturday will determine his availability.
What is the extent of Mason Crosby's illness? Is it just
Mason Crosby has an illness, flu-like symptoms. And anytime one of our players has those symptoms, we send them home just because of the fact that, try not to get the rest of the team sick. So we've had a number of those guys the last couple of weeks. It's that time of year, and Mason has it.
Mike, how do you think you guys have done with that, sending guys home? So I know Wes was talking to Evan. Evan said that he was walking around with Purell on it and putting it on his hands, trying to avoid germs. I mean, it's obviously a realistic concern. How do you think you guys have handled it?
Well, I'll say this about our medical staff. We have those you know, Purell, thank you, P-U-R-E-L, I already say that, but throughout the building. So, I mean, it's something our guys are very conscientious of, and, you know, it's just, you know, we all have kids. You know, most of us have young kids, so, you know, the challenge of that, once it gets to, you know, once it's brought into your home. So something that really Dr. John Gray doesn't fool around with, you know, anytime someone's in that, you know, whether, whatever the case is, you know, 24-hour, 48-hour, you know, the real flu. There's a lot of stuff out there.
What have you thought of Ponder's development even over the last few weeks since you played him the first time?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be real, very impressed with what they've done as a football team since our game. You know, the ability to go on the road twice and then one home victory against Chicago. So I think they did a very good job, particularly this past week, and the ability for Houston kind of gang up on the run game and, you know, for him to do the things he needs to do in the play action, normal down distance and third down. So, yeah, this is as always, I mean, Minnesota's always a tough game. Going over there in that noise and that environment, it's always a tough contest, and Christopher Ponder is doing an excellent job.
Mike, is Dietrich Smith's knee a big concern or not really?
It's not. I'm not concerned about it. I mean, he's given me no reason to be concerned about it.
Mike, what's your anticipation or expectation of Alex Green now that he's back? Do you think he's ready to just go back to what the role he was, or do you have to feel through this a little bit?
Well, when we were game planning, you know, we really didn't know what Alex's availability was going to be, so we're just planning to utilize all three of those running backs, and that's the way we have to go forward. Obviously, John Kuhn has his role, but we're just utilizing all three of those guys, and, you know, there's certain things that they do well, certain concepts that we may try to lean towards with those guys, but that's something we're trying to change week to week and try to stay on top of from a tendency standpoint. But, you know, he looked good today just for what we asked him to do.
You know, what Grant did on Sunday kind of at least put him in more in your mindset?
Oh, definitely. I mean, trust me, we're in tune with the production of every guy, and if one of them gets the hot hand, we're going to go. I mean, I'm not playing favorites, not calling off the seat. We feel like someone's hot running the football, he will run the football.
Two more.
Mike, do you see Desmond Moses staying in that starting spot now? I know Eric wasn't on the injury report.
I mean, those guys are all going to play. I mean, it's, you know, the fact that you're able to not play Clay the whole game the last 2 weeks, I think, has been very important. Desmond and Eric have both been playing very good football. So, you know, just the combination of those deals. Frank Zombo played probably his best game on special teams. This past week, he's a special teams game ball winner. So I like the fact that we have a good four-man rotation there, availability-wise.
Mike, you've coached in the Pro Bowl. Do you still see merit in playing that game? And what was your experience with players maybe not playing 100%? And there's talk that they should maybe eliminate that game.
Well, they got to do something about it. I think everybody's in agreement with that. I have an opportunity to coach it last year, and then coaching it, you know, after the 07 season, there's clearly a drop-off in the game day performance. So it's definitely an issue, and there's something that, you know, needs to be done. I don't know what the answer is. I don't even know what the options are. But it was no comparison in coaching last year and compared to 08 after the 07 season.
Two